Hello, and welcome to the second series of the Life in Progress show, where we aspire, emulate, and inspire through musings, readings, and creative pursuits that ignite the fire in us. This series will explore how actively facing challenges can help cultivate and develop the characteristics of courage, personal leadership, and self-efficacy in all areas of life, through edited and adapted readings of insightful books in and out of print. Hi, I am Zini Summers, your narrator. I use my work and art to explore mastery, self-efficacy, and human excellence, and I share my journey through creative pursuits in the form of music, fashion, and musings on topics that fascinate and inspire me. Today's episode was edited and adapted from The Majesty of Calmness by William George Jordan, published in 1898. The sole responsibility that we cannot run from in this life is the one we rarely think about. The sole responsibility that we cannot run from in this life is the one we rarely think about, our personal influence. Our conscious influence, when we are dressed for show and poised to impress, is so small and not as significant as our unconscious influence. Our unconscious influence, such as the silent, subtle radiation of our personality, the effect of our words and deeds, and the object of our attention, is tremendous. Each of us have an atmosphere which is affecting every other person. This influence that we have works so silently and unconsciously that we tend to forget that it exists. In so many ways, nature constantly seeks to lead us to a keener and deeper realization of the power and the wonder of the invisible. All the forces of nature, heat, light, electricity, and gravity, are silent and invisible. We never see them. We only know that they exist by seeing the effects that they produce. In all nature, the wonders of the seen are nothing compared with the majesty and glory of the unseen. The great sun itself does not supply enough heat and light to sustain life on earth. We depend upon the stars for nearly half of our light and heat, and the greater part of this supply of life-giving energy comes from invisible stars millions of miles away from Earth. Each and every one of us is given a marvelous power for good or for evil. This is the silent, unconscious, unseen influence of our lives. It is the constant radiation of what we really are, not what we pretend to be. By merely living, we are constantly radiating sympathy or sorrow or morbidness or cynicism or happiness or hope or any hundred other qualities. Life is a state of constant radiation and absorption. To exist is to radiate. To exist is to be the recipient of radiations. There are people whose presence seems to radiate sunshine, cheer, and optimism. Around them, we feel calmed and rested and restored to a new and stronger faith in humanity. There are others who focus all our latent distrust, morbidness, and rebellion against life. Without knowing why, we chafe and fret in their presence. We lose our connection to ourself. We lose our bearings on life, and our moral compass is disturbed around them. There are people who float down the stream of life like icebergs, cold, reserved, unapproachable, and self-contained. In their presence, we involuntarily tend to fall under the spell of their radiated chillness. We cannot escape from the radiation of our character. We cannot evade the responsibility by claiming to be under unconscious influence. To make our influence felt, we must live our faith. we must practice what we believe. It is useless for a parent to try to teach gentleness to their child when they are being cross and irritable. A child who's told to be honest and who hears a parent lie cleverly to circumvent a social unpleasantness is not going to religiously cling to truthfulness. The parent says, "Don't lie." The influence of the parent's life says, "Do lie." In other example, a partner might say, "I love you," but the radiated influence of their life says, "I'm not in love with you." We can select the qualities that we will permit to be radiated. We can cultivate sweetness, calmness, trust, generosity, truth, justice, loyalty, nobility, and by these qualities, we will constantly affect the world. No one can ever self-isolate to evade this constant power of influence. No individual is so insignificant as to be without influence. The changes in our varying moods are recorded in the delicate barometers of the lives of others. We all have duties to ourselves and to others. In justice to ourselves, we should refuse to live in any atmosphere that keeps us from living our best. If the fault be in us, let us master it. If it is in the personal influence of others, let us remove ourselves from that influence. If it feels wrong to move, then we should take strongly the detoxes that counteract toxic influences. It is not what those around us do for us that counts. It is what they are to us. We carry our houseplants from one window to another to give them the proper heat, light, air, and moisture. Should we not be at least as careful of ourselves?